message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. The wonders of divine lifting. The wonders of divine lifting. The wonders of divine lifting. And I've been of this wonders of supernatural lifting or divine lifting. And I've been showing us what divine lifting means. I said it means elevation. It means upgrade. It means moving from lower level to a higher level. And I gave us examples of three people who were lifted: Abraham, Mordecai, and David. I have three more, but I will not be able to go into that now because of time. I will move straight to secrets of supernatural lifting. Or, before I go into that quickly, let me quickly treat this. When do you need supernatural lifting? When? When do you know that, I need supernatural lifting? Number one, you need supernatural lifting when you discover that people have left you behind. You need God to lift you when you notice that those that you were before now on the same level, they have suddenly gone past you. You need supernatural lifting. Number two, when do you need supernatural lifting? When you realize that you should have been more than where you are by now. When you realize that by now you should have been more than where you are by now. It just suddenly does on you. I should have been married. I should have got admission. I should have been in my own house by now. What's going on? I should have been able to do things. I should have started something by now. When something just pricks in you like that, then you need supernatural lifting. Number three, when do you need supernatural lifting? When you are getting ashamed of your situation. When you see your friends, you hide. When you see them, you hide. When you see them inside the taxi, you do as if you did not know them. When you meet them on the road, you quickly hide. You cover your face. It means that you are in desperate need of lifting. When you see your family members, you don't want them to see you because there are some things that you believe that they should have seen with you, but they are not seeing it. All of a sudden, you are ashamed. You need that lifting. Number four, when do you need spiritual lifting? When your hard work is unrewarded and unnoticed. When you are working in a company, in an organization, you are working even for God sometimes, and you feel that it's as if nobody's even seeing me. You need God to come in to lift you up and to step in to help you. Number five, when do you need spiritual lifting? When you can sense the spirit of the tail. There's a spirit called the spirit of the tail. It's the spirit of backwardness. It is a spirit whereby one is always at the back. And tonight, everyone that has hitherto been tormented and buffeted by that spirit, you are delivered tonight in the name of Jesus. Quickly, secrets of supernatural lifting. I'll rush through these. Then we'll go to final prayers tonight. Secrets of supernatural lifting. I can't finish this because there are so many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. But we'll try to see if we can take like 7. Then we'll go into prayers. Secrets of supernatural lifting. Number one is righteousness. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness is a lifter. Anywhere you see righteousness, you will see lifting. Anywhere you see uprightness, you will see progression. What is the problem of Nigeria today? Unrighteousness, unfaithfulness. For many months now, the lecturers of the non-academic staff of the university here have been on strike. Life goes on, everybody's just going on. Nobody, and the money's there. These people have families. Righteousness is a lifter anywhere. Daniel proposed, Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Bible said Daniel proposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat. And because of it, God settled him. He proposed in his heart not to be involved in corruption. He proposed in his heart not to pursue nonsense. May you propose in your heart today. I say, may you propose in your heart today. May you propose in your heart today. Can I hear your loudest amen? I hope you are not sleeping. We are finishing very soon. Don't sleep. If you are sleeping now, what will you now do after the service? Don't sleep. Number two, secret of supernatural lifting is positive attitude. Your altitude in life depends on your attitude in life. Everything is not Bible. There are some things that are just things that are you might not necessarily have to find them in the Bible, but they are things that are very, very important to life. One of them is your attitude to life. If your attitude is not an attitude of progress and lifting, you can't get it. If your attitude is the attitude of the floor, you know, in my place, they will see some people and say, this place is a child of the floor. Is a child of the floor. May you not be like that. Amen. I said, may you not be like that. That is a riffraff. Because of poor attitude, poor behavior. If some Christians behave, you can never even know that this one is a Christian. He has even tasted Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John before. Your attitude cannot be the attitude of a snail, and then you want to be like an eagle. If your desire is to be lifted, then your attitude must be the attitude of those who are lifted. Study those who are lifted. They don't behave anyhow. They don't walk anyhow. They don't conduct themselves anyhow. If you are going to ever be lifted, your attitude must be positive. There's a book by John C. Maxwell. Attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. I pray for somebody here today. You are receiving that godly attitude. Amen. Number three, secret of supernatural lifting is giving. Givers are always lifted. Those who are involved in continuous, they have donated themselves. They have also, they don't have a problem in releasing things towards the things of God. In being a blessing to others, they will always be lifted. Haven't you heard in what they say in my place and in other places? That the hand of the giver is always where? Up. The hand of the giver is always up. My wife said something some days ago that it looks like this thing is grace. And I think it's true. It's grace. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you this? I never prepare for one of them or for those things when I come here. I've never browsed or searched for one single proverb in my life. I'm searching for. No. He gives it to me right here. And I say it. And you are blessed. Hallelujah. Hello. You are not blessed. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Your blessings will last forever. I say your blessings will last forever. Amen. If not for the short of time, tonight, I came here with full determination to ensure that God releases blessings that are beyond understanding to you. Amen. And I pray that within the limited minutes that are still available, God will still perfect what He has started. Amen. I say God will perfect what He has started. And as God liveth, it will happen today. Yeah. Giving. Every giver. If you check the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, explains to you that, don't rob me. If you rob me, you can't get blessed. Bring all the tithes into my storehouse, and there may be meat in my house, and prove me now with, say, the Lord of hosts. Go to verse 11. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and it shall not destroy the fruit of the ground, and I shall the vine be cast cast our fruit before the time in the fields. He had a lot of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations, that's lifting. Because of your tithing. Because of your giving. He said, all that. Friends, I'm very, anyway, we'll talk about that some other time. All nations must know. All nations must know that somebody like you came to this world. Amen. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. Because the Bible said it. All nations. My wife knows. For the last few days, I've been uneasy. In the morning, in the middle of the night, because all nations must know that God is with you. All nations must know. And as God liveth, the testimony will be visible. Amen. And the testimony will be handleable. Your husband will thank God for you. Amen. Your wife will thank God for you. Amen. Your children will thank God for you. Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. Givers are the ones living. Non-givers are not living. Anyone that is not giving is not alive. Anyone that is not a giver is not alive. The person is dead. Once you are a giver, that's what makes you living. And once you are living, you are ready for lifting. Did you get that? Once you are a giver, you are living. Once you are living, you are ready for lifting. Now, that should get you everywhere in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Number four, secret of spiritual lifting is prayer. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. But Daniel was a man of prayer. The more you pray, the more God will lift you. Daniel knew that the writing was signed, and he went to his house. And his window being open in the chambers towards Jerusalem, he knelt down and he prayed like he has been doing that for time. Just move up to the next place. He went to pray like he has been doing before. A new grace of prayer and supplication comes upon you today. The spirit of prayerlessness and weakness in prayer is terminated today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Luke 18 verse 1. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. Don't faint. Luke 18:1, not Leviticus. God bless you. Now, I'm on number what now? Number five, secret of spiritual lifting is praise. Like we just did now, John 12:32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. That was the secret of David. David prayed so there in Second Samuel, chapter 6, verse 14. His wife looked at him and said, what kind of human being are you? And David danced. When we are dancing the way we are dancing, it's not madness. It's not madness. It is appreciation. It is a sign of appreciation. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a linen ephod. If you read on from there, his wife looked at him and said, what kind of human being are you? Why are you dancing like this? He said, it was my stupid dance like this that brought me to become a king from inside a bush. It is the way I'm dancing like this. That is what brought me. And God displaced your father Saul. He didn't know how to dance. His hand was like block. I want to see some people like that. When you are dancing, their hand is like block. Their leg is as if they put stick there. You think cannot move. You say, your father was, his leg was like block and his hand was stiff. This is how I've been dancing, and God changed my level. That was the only woman in the Bible that never had children. Bible says she was barren to the day of her death. Second Samuel chapter 6, the last verse there. Michal, daughter of Saul, wife of David, was barren till the. She had no offense. Their only offense was that she was a praiseless woman. She was praiseless, so she was useless. She was praiseless, so she was useless. I pray for somebody here today the spirit of appreciation and praise comes upon you afresh today. Anywhere you go, may that spirit come upon you afresh today. I say, may that spirit come upon you afresh today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? And Michael, the daughter of Saul, had no children until the day of her death. That will never be your portion. Anytime you see anybody praising God, don't mock them. And if you mock them, they are mocking. Your mocking is their making. But they are, you're mocking them, it cannot make you. So be careful. If you want to be lifted, praise God lavishly. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. I need to be very, very fast now. Number six now. Right? Six. Secret of spiritual lifting is faithful service. Faithful service. Matthew 24, 45 to 46. I love this scripture so much. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Hey, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing so. That is, who is that servant that they committed something into his or her hand and the master was not around? He said, blessed is that person that when the master returned, they met the person doing the work. That's what brings lifting. Your faithfulness is a guarantee for your lifting. Your faithfulness is a guarantee for your stagnation. No, faithfulness is there. Faithfulness is there. Faithfulness. There is no way you can be faithful and miss out on your blessings. My prayer for somebody here today, that the spirit of faithfulness comes on you afresh today. I say it comes on you afresh today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Every faithful man is lifted. If you are walking in the place, you are faithful, they will lift you. If you are walking in the place, you are faithful, they will lift you. If you are serving somewhere, you are faithful. If you have your own business and you are not faithful, you see some people, actually in this part of the country. That's why I always tell you people here, are glorious, wonderful people that are members of this commission. Don't follow the way others do their business. Leave the house at one for business. To one for business. Okay, for what reason? What are you going to sell? To one for your business. Grace for faithfulness comes for somebody here today in Jesus' name. Number seven, secret of supernatural lifting is love, honor, and regard for God. Let me just stop here. Or I'll take one more after this. Secret of supernatural lifting is love, honor, and regard. The more you honor God, the more he will lift you. My appeal to you tonight, my wonderful men and women here tonight, brothers and sisters, let the love of God be in your heart. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, and with all thy might. Deuteronomy 6 verse 5, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. When you love God, you have signed up for lifting. As long as you are a God lover, there is nothing that can stop your lifting. From today, a new grace to love God comes upon you today. Let me stop here. I can't finish this message tonight because of time. And then you also need to come back tomorrow to have more. So we'll stop here. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. My prayer for everybody here today is that the grace needed to take you to a higher level, that grace comes upon you today in Jesus' name. That grace comes upon you today in Jesus' name. That grace comes upon you today in Jesus' name. Listen to me before we go into final prayers tonight. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world? If he's healed, if he's blessed, but he's not saved?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.